was fun.
Stays there.
Take your talents.
Brian was objective to it. It would be expected.
Allegedly.
I have no recollection.
Because he doesn't get the idea of the village having the ability to pass ordinance for its own purposes that is different than the zoning code.
Okay. Three, two. What's Siri say?
That everybody else has to subscribe.
Siri says, Kathy, sit down. Everybody rise for the pledge.
To the flag to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mary, if you do the honor.
Perry? Here. Barron?
Here.
Klein?
Here.
Braverman?
Here.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Here.
Duber?
Yes. We have a quick presentation concerning the Orange Recreation Tax Renewal by Ms. Wiley. If you'd please come up.
Candy.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yep.
All right, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. Okay, thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. I'm here to let you know that the Orange Community and Education Rec Department is having a levy this year. It'll be issue number 4. I don't know why we're following number 3, but that's just how it's fed it out. But the good news is that this is a renewal levy. There is no additional taxes for our community members, our residents, and why are we doing this? Well, we are required by law to put forth a levy every 5 years for recreation departments, and so this is year 5. And also, I wanted to let you know that I have extra paperwork here that I can leave so that you can hand out to any constituents that may ask you questions about the levy, and I could answer any questions that you may have regarding the programming at the Orange Rec Department. And I also wanted to let you know that the levy provides about 1/3 of all of the costs for running the recreation department. And that helps fund the building and personnel that run many of our fine programs. And I can tell you that the programming offered through the recreation department is pivotal for the enhancement of the education opportunities for our students. And also for our adults. We have a very vibrant senior center that offers great programming for those who are senior adults, and we have great adult programming. And for our children, I can say personally for my family that my children have really, truly enjoyed great opportunities. We have a very vibrant theater program, the Stagecrafters program, and there's sports for the youth, and there's a very vibrant early childhood development center that offers great preschool programming. This is a jewel in our community, and we definitely want to always keep it with us. It is a wonderful opportunity for all our children and for our adults in our community. And we have been running these levies since 1995, every 5 years, and we've not lost one yet. But that doesn't mean we're going to be lackadaisical. We want to keep forward and keep it in front of everyone so that when you come out to vote yes for issue number 4. And so that's all I have to tell you. And if you have any questions, please let me know. And if you think of them later, you can always reach me. And also, yeah, thank you, Ms. Kluter. I have also in the packet that I gave you, if you would like to put your name down, and great, I'll come and collect those, and we will put those in our brochures that we send out to the voters. Thank you. Any questions?
I don't have a question, but I want you to know that we have put this, we will be putting this in an e-news.
Excellent.
We put it, some information about it in the newsletter that should be in your mailbox today, tomorrow, or the next day.
Awesome.
And we, I think it's on the website, but I'm not sure because we're in the middle of transitioning to a new website. But
okay.
It's supposed to be there.
Great. Thank you very much. Can
and
I
also
leave?
I don't know if everyone knows, but Cindy Wiley is the Orange Village representative.
Yes, I should have said that, prefaced it. Yeah, I represent Orange Village at the rec. On the commission level, we are an advisory board. We can't really tell them what to do, but we can whine a lot. And we can offer advice.
Well, thanks for your work on this. It's obviously very important. And I know that I will support this, and hopefully everybody else will.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Moving on to old business. Moving on to old business, ordinance 2015-17, an ordinance authorizing the vacation of Pinecrest Drive and that portion of Walnut Hills Road located within the PD4 sub-district and declaring an emergency. This is on for third reading. It was referred and approved by Planning and Zoning on August 18th. Is there any other discussion on this that we haven't already?
I just had a quick question. Why do we need a declaration of an emergency on a vacation?
People sometimes need a vacation badly.
I think we agreed to it in the building room because they can't have it be subject to referendum.
I know, that's what I am. I don't get it.
Huh?
I don't.
Well, that's why you declare it so long.
Well, no, I didn't draft this. So.
I don't think they can do a referendum on vacation.
But doesn't it also make it immediately effective and not wait 30
yes.
days? So they
that's
probably
the, yeah,
want
that's
to start
the purpose.
Working
but
on
that
it
would be
now.
Without it, you can't do a referendum on a vacation. Well, it's a matter of, you know, making things look proper.
Yeah, or we could be more involved.
Doing things
it
right.
On first reading,
well, that's their problem. I can't.
Kathy, have the last two houses been vacated on this Pinecrest?
Yeah, I went to say goodbye to Mr. Barron today.
His
children were there sweeping out.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Under the charter, the vacation of a street is not an item.
It doesn't prohibit it, but I mean.
Correct. So you have the legal authority to do it. Then you're on to the policy question of
yeah,
whether you want.
It's really the policy question.
Right. And so,
okay. You know that's not going to happen. I mean.
Well, it becomes effective immediately, and so they can yeah. file the plat.
Right.
So given the sort of absence of a road that's there now, you might want to
no,
do
No, they
that.
Cleaned it off.
Yeah, right.
Real
I'm
clean
just,
today.
I was never crazy about declarations of emergency, but.
All right, any other discussion on this? Anyone? No? Herb, nothing else?
No, nothing okay. else. It's a wonderful idea.
All right. What's that? Oh, it is.
What are we going
to
do with it?
Is there a motion to
we can
approve
do it now.
Ordinance 2015?
I'll make a motion.
I'll do it.
Approve.
Ms. Perry, is there a
second?
Thank you, Ms. Cluter. Mary, if you'd call roll, please.
Perry. Perry?
Oh, yes.
Barron?
I can't
yes.
hear you.
Klein?
Sorry.
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Moving on to ordinance 2015-21, an ordinance amending certain sections of Chapter 937 of the Codified Ordinances of Orange Village, which regulate emergency alarm systems within the village and repealing certain ordinances. This is on for second reading.
What happened to 2015-19?
Excuse me?
Did you just skip something?
No, the amended agenda didn't have 19.
I don't have an amended agenda.
I have an amended agenda.
It was
on the unamended agenda that had 2015-19, which
yeah.
is the variance for Chernikov.
Yeah.
I know we tabled it, but maybe you want to put it back and defeat it because I think they've dropped the project. Do we have to defeat it? Or, I mean,
why,
you don't want to just leave
why
it hanging out there in
you would want
agenda
to
cyberspace.
It, but you took it off the agenda, so maybe next week.
Oh, that was me that took it off.
Yes.
I was about to say. Wasn't
it was last night you told us. It, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So next week you put it on.
And then
put
it on again.
Is that a way to catch your error, Mayor? Is there any?
I don't know.
Oh, Chief, you're here. You probably want to talk about alarms.
What's that?
No, is there any other discussion on this? The alarm.
Please know that this removes the $5 fee. We've already sent some checks back, anticipating your approval of this. It just takes away the wording that we won't respond if you have 3 false alarms, because that's just wrong. And
that's
it makes the fees the same.
Did you draft that?
Right?
Did you draft that?
Okay.
How long did we have it on the books? Oh, like
right.
80s.
Okay, no other discussion on that. Moving on to ordinance 2015-24, an ordinance adopting new chapter 776 of the codified ordinances of Orange Village regarding municipal income tax and declaring an emergency. This is on for second reading.
The revised draft that you have, which should be the last draft, is everything you saw before, a few, you know, maybe just some typos. The only substantive change to what Brandon is displaying for the audience is that it took away that threshold for lottery and gambling, and it starts from dollar one.
Now here is the emergency clause in there, because we have a deadline. We have a date deadline.
Yes, this has to be effective by January 1, 2016, mm-hmm. or you cannot collect income taxes.
Okay. Well, I'm just.
That's an emergency.
Well, not really, but okay. I hate to put a clause like that in on a tax provision. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, why?
Well, because people are a little more sensitive to tax provisions.
We don't want anyone to do a referendum on this. Now we can't tax anybody.
No, I know we don't want them to. I understand
so
that. It's about protecting rights. It's not about wanting them to ever file a referendum.
All right, moving on. Moving on to ordinance 2015-26, an ordinance authorizing the placement of a new sign on the Village Hall property at 4600 Lander Road. It's on for second reading.
You have at your desk, it was placed there just a few minutes ago, the exhibit to the ordinance. It shows the design of the sign that was approved by planning and zoning last night, 4-1. And so if you're comfortable, and we'd like to have it be at a cost not to exceed $35,000. We have quotes right now that total about $31,000 for the masonry work, the signs. But you could wait till next week, but we'd rather if you didn't, because then Bob can get prices and get the material ordered and hopefully get it done.
So it's still going over there?
Yeah, sight lines are better.
What was the objection?
No.
Yeah.
Brian voted no, because sometimes Brian likes to be contrary, but I think, to be honest, he does not feel that we should change it in one place before we do all the sign ordinances for everybody.
So we really think that's the best spot for it? You don't think everybody's going to start using that driveway? Don't you think that everybody's just going to start using that driveway?
So I think it's probably split right now. I'll watch you come in that
driveway. It's closer. There's a sign there. Then.
You mean
I'll
you
probably
think
go in the other one.
But I mean, are you thinking it would be a safety problem with too many people coming in? Or what are you thinking?
Oh, yeah, because they're
me? Well, it's just, I mean, it's more narrow, and there's, I don't know. This sight line's not as good because of the trees.
No, I think
on the right
I think it's a point.
Out.
I think it's a point. I don't know if it's a. I mean, I think that, like, the likelihood
it's just not
of
the main drive. I mean, it's
the
not
likelihood of more traffic could be bad for the fire department and so forth.
They
don't
go. They don't go in and out that drive.
Never.
They go right
on
here.
All right. Okay.
It's not going in the way of anybody.
Yeah, there's a flip side to that too, and if that becomes the more used drive to access the Village Hall, that takes a little bit of traffic off the drive that accesses the park.
That's true.
Where, you know, you have pedestrians and others on that road occasionally.
Six to one.
Probably 2/3 of the people that turn in here are going to the park. So they're going to know to go in there. We'll put up a little sign there that says community park. I mean, the vast majority of people go in there. And if they're coming here, it doesn't matter which drive they take.
True. Was it?
It has to do with how far you can see the sign, and over there it's pretty much.
No, over there it's bad. I was just thinking center. But
then he has to remove those nice trees.
Yeah, we were concerned about having to remove trees to accommodate a sign, And there's a little mound over there that makes sense to give it some additional prominence and visibility. So it had a lot more pluses than going anywhere else on the site.
Okay.
All right, so you want a motion to suspend, is that it? Motion to suspend the rules.
Second.
Okay. Motion made, there's a second. Mary, call roll on suspending the rules.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Sure. All right. Is there a motion to adopt ordinance 2015-26?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Klein. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Thank you, Mr. Alfred. Mary?
I'd like to just bring up a point. I'm still concerned about having the LED backlit sign when we prohibit it in our ordinances. Is this something that's for sure you suspect is changing in our sign ordinance in the future so that
I think it's something we will absolutely be discussing whether we want to open it up further, but I think this is the way of the future. This is what all signs are.
I agree, but I feel that if we're not opening it up for our own sign ordinances, it is not the right thing to do because it seems very...
Well, we're not going to open it up for the residential district in which we're located, but we may certainly consider it and probably allow it in commercial.
Yeah. Is that your feeling too, Judd?
Well, I think we have to revisit the signage. It's been some time since we've looked at it. There's a lot more technology available today than there was a few years ago, and businesses want to take advantage of that technology. So in commercial applications, there perhaps needs to be, and we've had some discussion about revisiting that issue. We're not looking at it at the moment because there isn't a lot of pressure to do so. Pinecrest has its own sign standards that is part of its development, so it's what are the other commercial facilities that we're going to deal with down the road.
I think we just have to be careful. We don't want this to look like Little Vegas. So, but I think, you know, obviously the village is going to use more discretion than, you know, if we just open it up to everybody, it might be a good test.
There's also been some Supreme Court rulings that affect our sign ordinances. In fact, I'm going to a seminar next month that has a session on the new sign rules and stuff, so I guess we'll get into it next year.
Okay, any other discussion?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Mary, if you'd call roll, please, on adopting ordinance 2015-26.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Congratulations, you have your sign.
We have a sign.
Was that, did you specify up to $35,000? Is that in the ordinance, or do we need a separate motion for that? I don't think the dollar amount's in the ordinance because we didn't know it until after
it
last
was.
Night.
Yeah. I saw it.
Separate motion needs to be passed to authorize the expenditure of up to
$35,000
to authorize the administration. It's below the public bidding threshold, but it's above the mayor's spending authority, so council would need to pass a motion to authorize the expenditure.
Today?
Next week.
On the agenda next week?
No, today.
No.
Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Motion? Okay. Thank you, Ms. Perry. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Barron. Mary, if you please call roll.
Perry?
Sure.
And the amount was 31?
35.
35.
Up to 35,000.
Perry?
Wait, before we
Did
vote.
Did you say Perry?
Perry.
Then I say yes.
Before we vote, not that there shouldn't
Barron.
Be any discussion, but this seems to add up to more than 35,000. Doesn't
no,
it? No, it's okay. I got
25
it. Okay.
And
I thought it said, okay, good.
31.
I misread it.
Okay. I said yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yes. Moving on to new business, ordinance 2015-27, an ordinance confirming the appointment of Fred White as Orange Village Building Commissioner, establishing the compensation for the position of Building Commissioner, and declaring an emergency. This is on for first reading. We don't need to pass this.
I'm gonna ask if council would please suspend and pass it next week. He'll be here to take his oath of office. Otherwise, starting the next day, we don't have anybody.
Yeah, I mean, we need to do this, but.
Well, there's an agreement, you reach an agreement, and he's going forward? Excuse me?
We are gonna go into executive session.
I saw it in the finance thing.
I know. Yes, it's obvious, huh?
A little.
All right. Moving on. To audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village.
Do we need to make that motion and suspend the rules and do all this stuff?
Not tonight, we're next week.
That'll be next week.
Next week. We have to discuss a little bit.
Thank you, sorry.
Moving on to audience.
We'll have it here next week, so hopefully we can discuss, well, yeah, we're gonna discuss.
Moving on to audience comments relating to matters which advance the good of the village. Is there any? Okay. Moving on, comments by council members. Ms. Cluter, you're up.
Yeah, I had a sidebar conference with Bob Zugin about garbage cans.
About what?
Garbage cans, the Kimball garbage cans, because you put something on the website, I believe, that if the garbage cans were too big, we could get the next one down. But somebody in the community told me that Kimball has even a smaller one that they can haul up and down, but I don't think.
I repeated that to Bob. We don't know what that, you're, what they're talking about or what you're talking about.
It's 30 or 40 gallons. Can we find out?
I can find out.
And if they.
The problem would be pushed back from Kimball because it's not really.
Well, that's what you told me.
Yeah, that's what I can certainly ask them, but at that point, to go to an automated system.
But these are supposedly, well, automated, so I don't.
Who cares?
And we have to pay for them individually, you know, I don't. Thank you so much, I appreciate that. And the other thing is, Mr. Council President, wish you much joy on your forthcoming marriage, and I hope it's a wonderful, wonderful life for you and your new wife.
Nice, kind of up for that too. Thank you. Mr. Pine?
Number of things. First of all, I just wanted to share my experience the other night and offer my thanks and appreciation to the fire department. I was able to participate in Feel the Heat program, and I did. And it was most informative and enlightening about our fire experience. I think all councils in all cities should experience that somehow, because it is a great opportunity to really understand the work that the fire department does on behalf of the community. And as an architect, it was even more valuable to experience and be inside of a building when it was starting to burn and see what happens to the various materials that make up a building. So I want to thank Chief Wilson and all of his firefighters, not only for the work that they do, but for how they took care of us and kept us safe during this exercise.
Who else did it with you?
The reporter.
Right, Brenda Kane.
Brenda Kane was with me. And there's supposed to be an article, I think, in tomorrow's paper on it.
She said she didn't get the deadline on Tuesday, but it would be in next week because her editor wanted to do a big vote.
Oh.
Of Jod? What about the one when we did it?
you didn't have the reporter. You didn't have the reporter.
That was really hard.
Also, I want to congratulate and wish Brandon all the best in his upcoming nuptial. And we're.
You guys are giving me the willies.
Got to do it.
Never go to bed without solving the problem first.
Whoa.
The other thing I wanted, I guess.
I think you meant it that way. Came out backwards.
Yeah, somehow it came out backwards. I wanted to report on Planning Commission. We had a pretty busy month of September, and take this opportunity to discuss some of the things that were in front of the Planning Commission and some of the issues that were dealt with in the process. A lot of attention was paid to Pinecrest over the last month. We had three meetings during September, and I appreciate some of the other council people that attended the meeting as well to listen in on what was being discussed. We've approved as you can see from some of the dirt that's being moved around on the site, we've given the developer approval for four buildings to get started with, buildings 2, 5, 6, and 7, which is the first retail building, and the building that is retail and residential, the building that is retail and office building, the second retail and office building, and the movie theater building. Meanwhile, they have mass grading underway and starting to do some utility and underground work.
And their retaining wall was approved too.
And their retaining wall was approved. We had.
Performance bond was received.
Oh, was it?
Today, it's got the wrong address for us, but that'll get changed.
Okay, well, that's good. We had a half-day session on Saturday, the 26th of September, where we reviewed all of the architecture for the building and spent a lot of time talking about design issues and so forth. And that after that meeting, we approved the plans for that, subject to approval of engineering for some of the site issues that had to be resolved prior to that. So I just wanted to bring you up to date to what's going on. One of the earlier approvals was updating of the preliminary development plan for some changes that we had asked for and promoted for the building, which included the access drive off of Orange Place with an entrance that cuts across the UH Hospital property so it aligns properly with the driveway across the street at Bahama Breeze. That's been reviewed and approved. Some relocation of some of the buildings on the site, the creation of a drop-off area in front of the office building and movie theater that comes into play in the plaza area that can be then blocked off for public activities down the road. We looked at the retaining wall and its design and a lot of other things. So if there are any questions about what's going on, please feel free to ask. I don't want to go into the entire agenda from Planning Commission for it because it was pretty detailed. The other thing that came up last night in Planning Commission was approval for the Chinese church that's going in over here on Emory Road. And again, we gave them an approval so they can start site work. There's still some architectural issues yet to be resolved and a use issue that has to be weighed in upon by the law department as to how they can use this building as an auxiliary use for the site that they will use for their administration office. So that's all the news that's fit to print from the Planning Commission.
Thank you for that. Mr. Alfred?
I just wanted to mention that there has been some progress in the playground committee activity. I've drafted a guiding principles for an RFP, to go out and request vendor proposals and bids for a new playground surface and equipment. I pass that out to the mayor and to Mr. Zugin for their input, and hopefully by next week, next meeting, I'll be able to share that with you so you'll at least have a sense of what the progress is. But I think we're still, on a timely fashion to accomplish what we'd like to do and have the playground up and, installed by, middle of next year, I think is sort of the rough target.
You don't even live there yet, but you're already rocking a I Love New York bracelet.
Yep, I am. That's right. Yeah, I got to get started.
Yankees fan.
Well, that might be
Mets.
That might be a harder thing. Mets, yes.
You could be a Mets fan.
I could be a Mets fan.
Get everybody upset. Be a Boston Red Sox fan.
I don't need any more enemies. Yeah, that'll be okay.
Thanks for the update on the playground. Mr. Braverman.
The only comment I had, I read the this gem that came out in the mail today to most of our residents, I assume. Thought it was very well done by everyone who was involved, and I hope that it fully informs our residents and they pass the levy, of course. And congratulations on your marriage. No question, you need it.
Thank you, Herb.
Give him 30 years, okay?
Moving on, Mr. Barron.
There read in the newspaper that the city of Beechwood is looking for some kind of regional dispatch. And there was a question, I guess, by one or two council members, why can't we go in with a proven call center?
You mean like the Chagrin Valley Dispatch Center?
That would be it. Is there any update on that?
Not a chance in the world, Beechwood's going to do that. We'll see after this year's council race. You read also what the mayor said?
Yes.
I'll tell you about my experience going to their dispatch one day.
Ms. Perry?
I have no report, but best wishes, Brandon.
Hey, thanks. Mayor, what you got?
All right, the first thing is going to be requesting a motion from you, because I have Brian Mader here tonight. We are starting to lay the groundwork for the installation of the all-purpose trails in Orange Village. In order to do that, it requires some advance, you know, way ahead, leading up to it, preparation. And Brian outlined how long it would take him to do the surveying, the background drawing, the preliminary design, the final design. We're going to be way into the spring before he's able to do all these features. But if I could get a motion from council to authorize some of this to start at a cost not to exceed $35,000, we could get the surveying and background drawings done for Harvard, Brainerd, Emery, Miles, and Lander for the all-purpose trails. But until we do this, we won't know what situations we're going to come up upon or what issues we have to resolve and what each property's going to have to contend with. And I'd like to at least start getting some of that done before the snow falls, because he won't be able to do anything then. So if council would entertain a motion authorizing for surveying and background drawing on Harvard, Brainerd, Emery, Miles, and Lander for the all-purpose trails at a cost not to exceed $35,000, we could start doing the work. This cost that we would be expending out of our pocket would be remembered and added to the assessment when we go to get it done.
I'll make a motion to that.
And I'll second it. And I have a question. I haven't heard an update in a long time. Are we planning on putting these paths in next year?
I don't know that we'll start next year, but we hope to know what we're doing by the next year, whether we start next year or start the year after. We can't know anything until we start getting into it.
Well, I have had more people ask me, why aren't they done yet? And when are they going to be done? So
good.
There is an incredible amount of people who are clamoring to use these paths.
That's great. This is the first start to getting the groundwork done so that we know what we're getting into and what we have to contend with.
I would certainly encourage you to make that known to the community that we are taking these steps and already starting this preliminary work to help satisfy, you know, some of the curiosity and interest in it.
Clamoring or clamoring?
Yeah, doing these news.
Yeah. Mary, if you'd please call the roll.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Kluter?
Yes.
Alfred?
Absolutely.
Duber?
For sure.
Thanks for coming, Brian. Didn't need you.
Anything else, Mayor?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Did Brian have anything critical to tell us?
Did he have what?
Did you have anything critical?
No, just if in case there were questions.
Oh.
Technical. We're meeting next week with our consultant on the property up the street. Now that 4160 is transferred, we're looking to see what we're going to do about 4170, which has sat all year and for a long time without any interest. We're going to interview another realtor next week and possibly be before council again with another sales agreement with a different realtor at another to-be-determined price. Pinecrest TIF legislation, which is known as the cooperative agreement, which is yet before us to accomplish, which I thought and had hoped we would be able to have a little presentation tonight by our legal counsel, Price Finley. But there's a business term or two left to be negotiated that we just didn't get done. So we have a meeting tomorrow morning to hopefully get that done. That means Price may be here next week to give you all an introduction to the legislation. I know Brandon can just read it on his own and understand it.
Is that what this is?
What?
Is that what this is?
No, that's the tax.
That's the
income tax ordinance.
Oh.
No, you don't see it, you haven't seen it yet. It's a whole bunch of documents, it's very complex. There's just a few business terms left that mean something to us that we're finishing the negotiation on. And I'm just letting you know that when it's gonna start, if not this week, but hopefully next week. I'd like to remind everybody, if you got this but maybe didn't read the newsletter yet, you maybe aren't aware that next Wednesday at 7 o'clock, we're gonna have a financial town hall meeting. So, for those of you who are in Tahiti, maybe you can come. And.
I think I'll be having more fun.
Probably.
In Tahiti?
I don't know.
And then the administration would like to request that we go into executive session to discuss compensation, impending prospective litigation and employee compensation.
If it's gonna be quick.
It's gonna be quick, if you all like, just listen quick.
Is that?
Tonight?
Tonight?
Or next week?
Tonight, with Brandon's here, I want him to know.
It's gonna be quick.
Yeah.
Anything else, Mayor?
No, that's it.
Brandon.
Executive session.
My comments, thanks for all the kind sentiments, and that's all. Oh, and have fun next week. Getting the big call up.
Yeah.
Can I have a motion to adjourn into executive session?
Motion made.
Second.
Oh, please, Chief. Kastura, you're invited to this. Is there a second?
I did.
Oh, thank you.
I do.
Mr. Klein, and Mary, if you'd call roll.
Perry?
Yes.
Barron?
Yes.
Klein?
Yes.
Braverman?
Yes.
Cluder?
Yes.
Alfred?
Yes.
Duber?
Yep.
So many other things I did in my life that I figured out I could lose money.
And
it's dirty.